blessings there. The Christian life is amazing and full of challenges for everyday Christians. But what about the newbies in this wonderful journey? Well, you are not alone. Welcome to Live Better with God, where you will hear experiences and tips to improve life as a son of God.
Blessings. My name is Mary, and this is Live Better with God. This is, well, the episode number 3, which is called Make Time for Your Father. And I wanted to expand this notion, which is to make time. And I know every day we have so many things to do. We have to, well, the chores, the kids, the husband, the work, and everything else. But sometimes we just need like a little moment. Take the time to dedicate it to God. And this is very important because God has the time to hear you and has the time to take care of you. So doing this is like showing God how much you love him, that you want to spend time with him in the way you can, which is giving time. And this, obviously if you love somebody, you're gonna take time from your busy schedule to try to be with that person. Well, the same is with God. We need to take that time off from the day and just talk to him and be, try to look and to feel his presence by reading the Bible, praying, and hopefully understanding that this is more than just doing something because you have to. Eventually, you're gonna start feeling that this is what you have to do because you need to do this. It's like a date with your father. So you can try to, you just talk to him everything that happened to you. And you just feel free to talk to him and to realize that he will do something eventually. Or maybe just telling him that you can't keep on with whatever is going on, or just to sit there, read the Bible, and understanding that God has a purpose to everything that is happening to you right now. It's important to know that. It's important for us to be close to him and look for his presence daily, not just when we have a problem. Because every time we have a problem, and it's, well, every day we have problems. Some of them are small, some of them are very difficult to handle. And yeah, we all have problems daily in different measurements, but that time we keep for God, it's just that moment of peace. It shouldn't be an obligation, but sometimes we need to make our bodies respect our decision to look for the presence of God. And at first it's gonna be a little bit, well, difficult, but then you're gonna start realizing that you need that time. Eventually you're gonna feel that you needed that time every day so you can keep up with everything that's going on in your life. At least that's how I have been dealing with everything, like at that time with God. And, well, it's the importance of doing this. Just to keep knowing God, to understand what is actually the meaning of God in your life. Because you may, from the, I don't know, maybe just talking about God, you say he's my everything, but we don't dedicate 10 minutes, 20 minutes to look for his presence. Then where is that love? Where is that God is everything in your life? If you just can take 20 minutes of your daily work to just dedicate that to him. And this is not like I'm trying to make you feel bad or something, but I'm telling you this because it happens to me. If I want to say that I love God that much, then how can I not take 10 minutes of my daily life to just read the Bible? Just hear the Bible, because now we have apps that can read you the Bible. And love has this thing that you want to do something when you're in love, right? You want to show that person that you care, what the same is with God. And sometimes we just need a push. And that push is reading the Bible, understanding how everything around you is talking to you, because God wants you to know that. But you need to take that time to look for him, and he will answer. Eventually he will. Sometimes he answers very, very fast. But it's just talking to your father and showing him how much you care about him and how much he means to you in your life by taking that time off. You can start with 10 minutes, 5 minutes. Whatever you have, God will understand that that's the only time that you can talk to him. Eventually, hopefully, things gonna start to see differently around you and around that moment that you take to be with God. So, this is the end of the episode. It's just to motivate you to take that time and dedicate it to the Holy Father. I will see you next week. We put episodes every Friday at 7 a.m. You can find us in Instagram and Facebook at Live Better With God, and we have a blog which is called livebetterwithgod.blogspot.com. See you in the next week, and blessings.
We have concluded our episode today. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next Friday. Blessings to you and your family.